Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. His website is On Point Consulting. His new book is called Closing the Execution Gap. We're talking about managing our people to a higher performance, mostly through communicating with them, the way we talk to them, the way we evaluate their work, the way we praise them, the way we correct them. Help them make adjustments, that sort of thing, right, Rick?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And, all the talk, recently about, working with millennials and how do you motivate and encourage, all the research, it seems to indicate, although I think it's true for everybody, that millennials are really focused on development. They really want to know how they're doing and where they're going. This whole thing we're talking about both recognition and constructive balanced feedback is really about helping people learn, grow, develop. So what you're trying to do, I think, again, regardless of the size of your organization, is to create a climate that supports giving and receiving feedback.
Where
giving
culture
and receiving feedback, is the norm. It's the way we do it around here, as opposed to being hesitant or concerned about having a straight up conversation.
Have you talked to anyone about, when you brought up millennials, I want the record to show you brought that up.
Okay.
And, but when you've talked to people who've managed millennials?
Oh yeah.
What do they say about when you're correcting a millennial, when you're giving them some kind of corrective feedback? What do they say?
There's a lot of stuff being written about it, because the thing about what do they call them, hover parents?
Yeah, helicopter parents.
Kids were getting, rewards for showing up or trophies for just being there, and that kind of skewed their impression about, recognition and praise and their capability. But I honestly don't think that millennials are all that different from people in general. Whether you're a baby boomer or a Gen X or whatever the heck it is, people want to know how they're doing. They want to know when they're doing well, and they want to know what they need to do differently. The challenge is giving them this information in a way that they can both hear and use. And the key to it, I think, as I've said, is to be balanced. You can't just focus on the critique. You've got to help them understand what they do well as what they need to do differently. And you have to focus on behavior. You can't do a broad generalized, you procrastinate too much or you're not committed. That kind of feedback isn't helpful because it doesn't help me understand.
And you have to connect it. You have to connect it to the results too. We discussed one time before that you kind of have a procrastination tendency, and that happened this time, and it caused us to miss this deadline.
Yeah, but the reason why procrastination isn't helpful, or that phrase, is that I don't know what I did or said that indicated to you that I am.
Well, I think people know what procrastination means.
They know what it is.
But if you say, so you're saying because you didn't follow the steps of the and you put off some of these steps, we missed our deadline
because you didn't turn the report in on time.
Right.
Because you missed step three, we couldn't get to step four. But if you're not specific, all the word procrastination does is that's like a hot word that just gets me ticked off, and I'm going, "Hey, I don't procrastinate," and now we're into a different argument.
Yeah, I do think though that managers shouldn't be required to use baby language if they want to use a word that everybody knows what it means. Without somebody thinking I'm calling you a name, I think managers should be allowed to use catch-all words for efficiency.
But here's the point: if you say to me I procrastinate, you need to tell me what I did.
But if we, okay, but I'm assuming, when I said what I said, Rick, I was assuming the person and I had already talked about this.
Well, you know, then that's fine.
Yeah, so we've already determined that you're procrastinating. We talked about specifics. Yeah. Now I'm saying your continued procrastination cost us a deadline.
I would still name the behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
I would still say here's the behavior because, again, it's too broad and unspecific. You think, again, that's the thing about communication. You think that the other person knows what's in your head, but the other person doesn't know what's in your head.
I'm gonna be guilty. I'm afraid I'm gonna be guilty. Once we've talked about it, I'm gonna be guilty of being a little more efficient, Rick. But I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I'm probably not gonna do that. I need your website again. I need your website again, Rock. Rick.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
Onpointconsultingllc.com. Check that out, and you'll thank me later for all the good things you'll find there. Rick, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Hey, Jim. A pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessing. I'm reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.